Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
prisoner cinema,
the podcast about
the unknown.
Hey, it's Jeff from Here Be Monsters. This is the first episode of many to come in the future, and thanks so much for tuning in. This is a podcast about monsters, not just the kind that you find in picture books, but the kind that lurk in the uncharted corners of our mind. Over the next couple of months, I, along with a small team of journalists, artists, and all-around good people, are going to bring you a variety of shows based around the idea of finding the unknown and confronting it. So for this first episode, I want to take you down on a short journey beneath the ground to a place where I pretty recently had to meet a monster of my own. Let's jump in. I'm standing in the dark with a group of chanting men. It's the kind of dark that's really impossible to imagine, the kind of dark that you only get to see rarely, like when you're playing hide and seek at night on the coast of Washington State in a World War II bunker, 10 feet beneath the ground, concrete walls surrounding you. That's the kind of dark I'm standing in. The dim red light on my handheld recorder seems blinding, as it is the only source of light, and I'm just about to turn it off. As the game begins, my eyes strain to see absolutely nothing. The goal of the game is to get out of the bunker, without detection, and my vision is useless, but it feels wrong to close my eyes. After even just moments in absolute darkness, it's quite common to see soft and faint static patterns, like those from an old television set. Those patterns are the results of your rods and cones being restless, for we are visual creatures and our brains want to see, and when we cannot, vision is invented for us. And true enough, I see them there, little dots of light dancing around my field of vision. And for most people, this is where the hallucinations stop, but my left eye operates under some special rules. You see, not long ago, I woke up to discover something was wrong with my eye. The world was still mostly there, but it looked a bit smeared and distorted. Halos formed around points of light, and each day, a slowly growing area in the center of my vision was lost. Not to blackness, but to an absurd confusion of Vaseline sloppily dabbed onto saran wrap. I was diagnosed and the doctor blasted my eye with these green laser beams, meant to cauterize my leaky blood vessels in the back of my eye, and since that point, I've had the pleasure of experiencing some surreal visions called entoptic phenomena. Now, during my daily life, I hardly notice the discrepancy in my left and right vision, but put me 10 feet below the ground in a war bunker, and all bets are off. I can still see the static, little bits of data where data is not, and I can hear the shuffling footsteps of someone nearby, so I drop to my hands and knees, palms touching the dirty floor. Immediately, something changes. A familiar pattern of light and dark springs into sight, quickly pulsating striped rings that remind me of a zebra caught in a kaleidoscope. I crawl silently to the nearest wall. A clumsy sound wanders by, and I'm alone again. The zebra stripes are still there, but they're fading. Those areas in my eye where the lasers landed, something got fried there, and now, instead of resting in the pitch black, the rods in my left eye are milling about, and they're sending random messages up to the visual cortex. There, my brain then attempts to interpret the signals, this time choosing concentric circles. These zebra stripes have a name. They're called phosphenes. Phosphenes are another common entoptic phenomenon. They're the stars you see when you see stars, and they can be induced from trauma, changes in magnetic fields, or by direct stimulation to parts of your brain. To be completely honest with you, these visions, the phosphenes, they scared me the first time I saw them. But it's not unnatural to be afraid of the unknown. In fact, I think it's pretty obvious that caution has been a crucial part of our species' survival. But caution also brings the ability to jump to conclusions. But now, hundreds of sightings later, I enjoy seeing the zebra rings. They serve as a reminder to question my perception of reality. My next opportunity to do just that comes quicker than I would have imagined. In a split second, the orange headlights of a semi-truck flash by me. At least, that's how it seems. Another reminder. I guide myself slowly by the rough concrete of the bunker's wall to make my way around the corner and into a strange and unexplored room near the exit, a good room for hiding in. I'll stay here for a while. I sit down in the corner just as my final and most striking hallucination appears. Unlike the other visions, this hallucination does not reveal itself immediately as trickery. Its onset is slow and building. It's a soft patch of light which seems to emanate from underneath me. It's as if someone has left their cell phone, screen on, face down on the floor. My attempts to get any further read is stifled by my inability to place the glow's color. It's a green color, but not. Actually, it's not green at all. It's like if green went off and had a love child with a color that's yet to be discovered. Actually, it's nothing like green, but green is the only way to describe it. I don't know how long I sit there for, warmed by the presence of an invisible light. The granddaddy of all entoptic phenomena is a poetic-sounding condition called prisoner's cinema. Its name stems from an inmate, locked away in the dark, day in and day out. A complete lack of light causes the strength and regularity of their phosphenes to increase. They are far past where I am. Figures, or spirits, or monsters tend to rear out of the darkness in these situations. And so maybe it's just the eeriness of the bunker, or maybe it's the sound of approaching footsteps, or maybe it's this bizarre hallucination of color that isn't really a color that I'm seeing. But for just a split second, I imagine being imprisoned for decades. I imagine the escalation of this glow, morphing into solid form, people or demons, and for the first time in this game of nighttime hide-and-seek, I begin to feel the first pangs of fear. So it's time to leave. I stand up and walk outside. A cool summer breeze graces my face and the world seems real again. The light from the moon seems bright by comparison to the bunker. It seems almost absurd now to have been afraid of a simple glowing vision back inside. But so much of the world stems not from what we know, but on what others tell us. And so, in the moments when we are by ourselves, and no one checks our perception of reality, we have to make it for ourselves. I consider myself one of the lucky ones, for I have two eyes, each for an individual purpose. I have a right one that is, in most respects, normal. And I have a left one that seems specifically tuned into the supernatural and the surreal. They serve as ambassadors to one another. They inform one another. But, of course, without research, without introspection, without reflection, they're worth nothing. And that is what this show is about. It serves as a courier of ideas between what is known and what is unknown, and what is just really hard to tell. Sometimes the show will be right eye, and other times it will be left eye. Sometimes it will bring clarity, and other times it will raise more questions than it addresses. Kirby Monsters is a project of myself, Jeff Emmett, along with help from many friends of the show and the SoundCloud Community Fellowship. A big thanks this week to the talented Nigel Moore, who managed to take my chicken scratch coding and turn it into a fully functional WordPress website. Be sure to check it out over at radio.jeffemmett.com. Also, become a fan on Facebook. where you can find show art, interact with other listeners, and be the first to know about upcoming episodes and events. Just go to facebook.com and search for Here Be Monsters, and then look for the blue HBM logo. Music from the show today came from Bug Jerome and The Black Spot. Be sure to check out their work as well. Next episode is all about maps and monstrous creatures.
So, like, here's someone with a giant foot, like an enormous foot on one leg. Here's someone whose head is part of their chest. They're very strange pictures, but they're someone's idea of the unknown.
Thanks for listening.